You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, I spun it around so people may not know, International Trainer and Speaker, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
You do know we're recording, right? So they all know now that you spun it around.
Well, I know. And then that's cool. They can know that.
You threw me off because you always start with International Speaker and Trainer and Executive Director. But you know what? First and foremost, I'm the executive director.
That's right.
I'm an executive director.
That's right. Okay, so I would say every now and then we throw a visitor podcast in there and we talk about inviting. But today we're going to touch on a topic that I hear, I'm going to say chapter leadership teams, but I think chapters jump on this concept. And it is a good concept. It is a good concept, but they're missing a piece, or usually they're missing a piece to it. And so what I hear from chapters is for visitors, we're focusing on quality versus quantity. Now, I know there's probably some listeners that are like, oh yeah, nope, I've heard this. And if you haven't heard this at your chapter, that's okay. And like I said, this is a good concept to have, but the missing piece to it is it's very hard to find quality if you don't have a pool or quantity to choose from.
So you kind of need both.
You do need both.
So Brandon, I when we were talking about this, I mentioned, you know, when we have a new chapter starting. So if you kind of think of the, let's start at the very beginning, and now you're all singing that song in your head, I'm sure. Brandon has no idea what
not,
the song
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm like, sure.
Anyway, look that up later, Brandon. Okay. So when we're talking to these individuals about inviting the next wave of their new chapter they're forming, you'll hear people say, oh, well, I want to invite this person, but he's super busy. Mm-hmm. Or I want to invite this person, but she can't do this time. Or this person just, they're brand new in business and they can't afford it. And you hear those things, and there's many others.
Right.
But who are we to judge their decision? Ultimately, we might be right. But guess what? There's people out there that will find a way despite those excuses. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be the ones making the decisions or the excuses for them. It's fine if we invite and we're right. Mm-hmm. And you know what? For those of you listening, you can come to Brandon and I and say, hey, I told you so. Like, I knew this person wasn't going to because of whatever reason. And that's fine. But sometimes we go to the extreme and ultimately end up weeding out ourselves, everybody. Mm-hmm. And to your point, we no longer have that pool to choose from. And a pool is a good thing to have when you are looking for a member to replace another member. Because you've had a really good member, let's just say, in your chapter that moves on. They move, they change businesses, whatever the case may be. They're no longer in your chapter. And you're looking for now the next best person to fill that seat. Do you want to choose one out of one? Or do you want to choose one out of two, three, four, or five? And you know, I was recently at a meeting where we were talking about a chapter that had three real estate agents. And the reason was because they were so close to other states that they found three real estate agents to focus on the three states separately.
Really? So one only practiced in one state and so on and so on. So there wasn't overlap because the referrals weren't in that state.
Correct.
Interesting.
But you think about that and you know, I can hear our Nebraska members already saying, well, but I'm licensed in Iowa. Okay, but how many houses do you sell in Iowa? Or buy in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And that's great to be licensed and service that client, but could someone that first has an Iowa license and then holds a Nebraska license, much like the people I'm describing right now in mm-hmm. reverse, could they do better in Iowa for that client? Just an example, it's not our region, it was another region, but they had three states where they were basically bordering states, and each state ultimately had its own realtor in the chapter, three realtors. I thought, well, gosh, if they didn't invite or if they didn't think openly about that specialization, they would have one realtor. Mm-hmm. And we've referenced it before. The average person knows 250 people. This chapter has 500 additional contacts that they wouldn't have if they only had one realtor. Now, message, I'm not saying every chapter needs to go out and have 2, 3, 4 realtors, but maybe there is another profession that could be more specialized. And that person or people that come into your chapter are bringing those contacts and connections that they have. And not to mention then the connections that those connections have. We talk about it. You know, the average person, 250 people, they know 250 people. And we've talked about it before, how those 250 people know 250 people also. That's a pool of 62,500 people every time somebody walks in to the chapter.
And I think, especially the real estate story, it really comes down to, like you said, don't pre-qualify them. Don't you make the decision for them. But then also, when you have a pool of visitors coming in, you discover those unique pieces. And when I think of going back to the quality versus quantity, if you have, I'm going to use a lawyer as an example. If you have a lawyer that comes in and says, I do everything. And maybe they're really a quality lawyer, right? They're really like, they would be the good fit. Versus we have 7 lawyers to choose from because we brought in the quantity, right? We have 7 to choose from. This guy says he'll do it all. But we have 4 over here that would specialize in each, and they want or need to work together. When I think of BNI, I think of 4 people coming together to work together to get referrals versus somebody just taking all the referrals.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's a great comparison.
So when you're thinking about inviting, number one, you don't know if they can use BNI in their business or not, and they need to see the value BNI can bring to them. But the second part is the more people you invite, so much happens. The more exposure you get for your chapter, the more exposure your chapter members get, the easier it is to grow contact spheres, and you have a pool to choose from so you can find the most quality person to be in your chapter.
Well, let's think about that word quality for a minute, and no disrespect to anybody, but somebody who I think is a quality person, you may not agree with.
I was kind of thinking this.
And vice versa.
Even culture. Even though they are quality of in their profession, they may not fit the culture of a chapter.
Very true.
And then they're not going to pass any referrals because, well, I don't really like them. Or they're not going to get any referrals because the chapter really doesn't like them. So there's a lot of factors. And who makes these decisions, by the way? Who goes through applications?
Membership committee.
Yes. And that's the point. That's the point. Let the membership committee do all of this research and all this work to know, because that's 4 to 6 people that are involved in making this decision to fit in the chapter.
And when you think about it, you know, again, I'm going to think my visitor is the most qualified person, but somebody else is going to bring a visitor too. Mm-hmm. And they're going to think they're the most qualified person. If I didn't bring my person because I said, or didn't even invite him because I said he's too busy or he doesn't need referrals or she's, you know, this or that, whatever it is, I haven't given them the opportunity to have the membership committee do their due diligence. And maybe they're both good. Maybe they're both qualified and quality. And maybe, giver's gain, you could pass that referral, that member, to another chapter and they would succeed. Mm-hmm. So I think too often when we're talking about activity, we tend to only want to bring the best, which is great. But how do we know? How do we really know? And unfortunately, in this business we call BNI, we're dealing with people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people change. So sometimes you've got to focus more on quantity first in order to find the quality second. If you focus on quality first, you might never find it because mm-hmm. you're looking so hard for the perfect fit. And when you do find it, and then it doesn't work out, you end up qualifying even more moving down. And then all of a sudden you don't have that profession.
Yep.
So I'm not going out and say invite everybody you know, because I know if you hear that and do that or attempt to, you'll invite nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But invite one more. Invite two more. Take that extra step to invite that person that you thought, as you were listening to this, they're too busy, I've never invited them. Somebody's popped into your mind out there. Invite them. They might be the perfect fit, and it might be the right time in their life.
Vince, I'm going to tie this to business here. If you, let's go back to your insurance days. If you looked at your appointments for the week and you removed, let's say, five of them because you felt they weren't going to close, would you be very good at your profession?
Probably not.
It's the same in any sales, any business setting. If we eliminate something because we don't think, we're missing a huge opportunity.
Well, and I know how much you love math, Brandon.
I but don't.
If I had two appointments every day and I knew one out of two of them every time we're going to close, I'm going to close five sales a week.
Mm-hmm.
But if I immediately, before I even walked in the door, said, well, that one's not going to close, that one's not going to close, that one's not going to close, and I start diminishing it, what if it was one of the five that were going to close?
Absolutely.
Now, all of a sudden, instead of having a 50% close ratio, maybe it's 25.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I ruled out all the wrong ones, and now my closing ratio is zero.
That goes back to, we don't know how somebody's going to use B&I for their business.
I said this last week. I was in a meeting, and I said that, who are we to judge their success?
Oh, I like that.
And I think about it with regard to visitors. When we're inviting somebody or thinking about inviting somebody, who are we to make that decision for them? And that's really to all of our members out there. Don't make the decisions for them. Let them make them. It's okay if they say, look, B&I is not a good fit for me, or it doesn't work right now, or whatever other excuses they have. At the end of the day, and we haven't talked about this in this podcast, but I know we've mentioned it before, the average visitor is going to do business with somebody in your chapter to the tune of $1,500. That's a pretty relevant stat. So if your chapter is averaging one visitor per week, imagine if they were averaging two visitors per week. That's an additional visitor at $1,500 a week to your closed business. That's like $600,000.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
Business. Yeah, absolutely.
To your closed business.
Absolutely. Oh, and a few might join on the way too, right?
Oh, and then that's another 30, 40,000 on top of it. I mean, it doesn't take long for that to add up. So my message ultimately is stop qualifying the visitors for themselves and let them come see what they think, what they like, and let the membership committee find the best fit for your chapter.
Who are we to judge their success? A mic drop? Is that a mic drop on the line?
I think it is.
Because we had one in a previous podcast. Hey, if you enjoyed these podcasts, though, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. I know I have a passion towards this one specifically, because when I hear that quality versus quantity, what it comes down to is you need quantity to find the quality.
I totally agree. Love that saying too.
And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.